Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to another episode. I think you're totally going to love the value in this one. Before we go ahead and roll it, I did tell you a few weeks back about our home service business coach community that we recently launched this past month. And we've been getting a lot of great feedback from members inside that community. It's a 100% free community. And we've linked up some marketing, some sales, some hiring, and some financial modules for you to further advance your learning. And you also just get in a community that's like quite a bit higher level than what you'd find in a Facebook group. So if you want to go ahead, check out the value inside there, see what other of our members are saying. You can just slide down on your phone right now. We've linked it up in capital letters. You can get joining that community completely for free. So look forward to seeing you on the inside of that. And go ahead and enjoy this episode and get ready to take some notes, because we're going to be talking about the problems with hiring maverick employees. And I think you're going to get a ton of value from this one.
Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast, where we give you the skills, mindset, and wisdom to grow your home service business.
Get a front row seat where you'll get practical steps and information from industry experts, enabling you to transition from being the technician to being the CEO and building a business that doesn't rely on you. So get ready to take some notes, because we're going to dive right into it here.
What is going on, everybody? Landon here with Home Service Business Coach, and we're back again with our special guest, who is special but not a guest. That's hilarious. Coach Jackson.
Oh, thanks, Landon. Great introduction. Hi, everyone.
No problem, man. No problem. Really boosting you up, man. Guys, we're going to be talking, and ladies, we're going to be talking about a great topic, okay? Because we often are like, if I can just get somebody good. But the question that we want to ask is, don't want to just be hiring everybody. And Tommy Mello, to kind of set the stage at the huge convention this year in 2023, for those that were there, hopefully you were paying attention to this, is spending, what is it, Jackson, over $100,000 on a psychologist or something that has developed a program that has 99% accuracy with the system he's developed on if they're going to be a good fit or not. Like, are you friggin' kidding me? This is levels, right? Crazy, right? I couldn't believe that. But we're often, if I could get somebody that's really good with their skill, right? And what we call those are maverick employees. We don't want them. Jackson, we're going to get into it. The three problems that you'll run into with hiring maverick employees and what you can do to combat that. But Jackson, okay, Tommy's spending $100,000 on making sure he hires right away from the get-go. Maverick employee. It's really good to know, not everybody's a maverick, obviously. What are the four types of employees? And let's just give the title and then let's focus on maverick.
Yeah, okay, let's jump into that. So let's start at the bottom of the barrel. Okay, at the bottom of the barrel employee that you just don't even hire, okay? These are not people that you let on your team, is a low performer. And that's going to be someone without the skill that you're hiring for, whatever it may be. And they also don't have the characteristics of being a loyal employee or someone that is maybe a core value fit within your company. So these people just don't even get a chance. So just disregard the low performer. The next one we have, which is actually, in my opinion, the most interesting type of employee, because you wouldn't think it's someone that you really want on your team, but they're actually the people who can kind of come from behind, like the underdog who has those great success stories within your company. And I've hired quite a few of them. And that's going to be the loyal worker. And a loyal worker can be identified as a candidate. Let's say it's before you've hired them, as someone that they don't have the technical skill that you're hiring for, but what they do have are a lot of attributes and characteristics of a loyal employee that it might stay with your company for a few years. And that also is a core value fit to your business. And that's the really interesting one, because I think that it's overlooked and these people aren't hired when maybe they should be. Because you're like, man, they don't really have the technical skill, but it's everything else that makes them so coachable and dedicated to the job. And those are the employees that you can actually turn into the highest tier of employee, you know, which is a rock star. It's the easiest transition to a rock star. And so what a rock star is an employee that has the technical skill, And they also have the characteristics of being loyal and showing dedication to your business, to your mission, and they're along for the ride. And that's who we want, right? In the other corner, we have our mavericks. And the maverick employee can be very deceiving to someone running a job interview. They come in, they've got all the technical skills in the world. They do great working outside. They've worked with ladders. They've worked in your industry. And you're like, man, this is a shoo-in. This guy's been doing this. It's going to be easy to train him on the technical skill. And this is where a lot of companies go wrong in hiring. And a lot of companies fail to create a good company culture that is healthy for the growth of their business is because they fill their roster with mavericks. And that's what we're going to be chatting about today is the issue with these mavericks and how they can actually cause your business more grief. And they're not really going to be there to help you grow.
Yeah. I love that, man. So like, let's get into it. Like it's almost like that analogy with what a Mustang, a horse, you know, very untamable, but it could win the Kentucky Derby with the raw attributes it has, but just not tameable, just does not want to buck down. Right. But is an absolute stud of a horse. It's one you look at. It's not one you want to kind of necessarily, you know, show to little kids at the fair, country fair or whatever, if you will. Right. That's what I'm sounding. So like Jackson, there's got to be pros and cons. These guys are high skill. They're studs. They can get the job done. Or ladies, they're studettes. They can get the job done. No problem. They got the skill for it. What are some pros to Mavericks? But I really, again, want to touch on some cons because I don't want to paint this picture that it's all bad to hire a Maverick. But we're going to tell you from our experience, don't let the pros allure you into hiring them because with the pros, eventually you're going to hit the cons and you're going to then scratch your head, go bash a hole through a wall. You're going to want to, you know, just lose it. So learn from us. But Jackson, pro and then lead, how that leads into all the cons.
So yeah, their pros are that they're very adept to what you're doing. They've got lots of skills in the department that you're hiring them for, right? So in the business owner's eyes, you're like, oh, well, it's going to be really easy to train this person. They're going to be able to get out on a truck in a week or less. Maybe they've already, you know, been doing exactly what your job entails, and they can get out in the truck the next day and start cutting lawns, start cleaning windows, start washing homes, start painting houses, whatever that is. But you have some things that come along with that. And by definition, a maverick is an employee that likes to do things their own way. They're typically a little bit different than the other folks on your team. They might be a bit of a loner. They don't work well, in a team themselves. And so this is what starts to create some friction. So, on one hand, yeah, they're really good at the thing you're doing. But on the other hand, they have a hard time fitting in with your business. And this is where the root of the problems come from. And what I've done is I've broken this into three different issues that we can dive into. And I'll just highlight those right now. Yeah. And we can just dive into each one. So the first one being is they don't get along well with others. The second one is they like to do things their own way. Mm-hmm. And the third is they're not going to be loyal and, you know, to your company. So
I would say loyalty is the biggest.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I'm going to save that for last.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah, let's hop into
them. So they don't get along. So they're like me, right? A very unlikable guy, highly disagreeable. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
But they don't get along. So, okay, so they're not Canadians. Now I'm done with the jokes. They don't get along with their team members. Jackson, dive into that more. What's been your personal experience? What do you got for us with that?
Man, I'm going to use an example that I saw from my favorite sports team, and I'm going to get some boos somewhere in the world for this or in our country. But the Seattle Kraken last year, man, I got to highlight them in saying, you know, in talking about this. When I say Mavericks don't get along with others, we start to run into issues with chemistry. And I'll relate this back to the Kraken in a second here. You start to run into issues with chemistry. And what you need to really win in your home service business is a team with chemistry. They get along. Their attitudes are infectious in one another, but they're good attitudes. And so that just uplifts everyone, right? We need this strong chemistry. And why I'm going to bring this back to the Seattle Kraken, let's look into this real quick, because I think this is really interesting. Yeah, so these guys came from all these different teams. There's an expansion team in the NHL. So all these players were actually sort of outcasted from their teams. They were free agents. No one wanted them. They could have been seen as somewhat of a loyal worker, right? Where their performance wasn't there, but they had everything else in the making to put dedication towards something that they were really into. All these guys come together under this team. The first year was rough. They had to figure out some stuff. But as they went along, they built this amazing chemistry with each other, and they started kicking butt. They made it to the playoffs. They made it to the second round of the playoffs. It ended there. But what I find fascinating is that this team came from a bunch of players that were outcasted by other teams. The only reason they did so well is because they found this chemistry with each other, and they started performing at a really high level because of that bond that they'd made with their team, because of that chemistry. And they all got along really well. And you could see it in the way that they played, in their interviews and in their social media posts. You could see this amazing chemistry in that team. And so that's number one. You know, these Mavericks aren't going to get along with each other. And if you don't have people on your team that get along with each other, they're not working as a team, you're not going to have a season like the Kraken did there. Yeah. You're just not. And it's really important. When I look at the team that we've built at Mount Baker Window Cleaning Company, because we've been hiring with chemistry in mind. The other day I came into my office and everyone was doing yoga on the floor. They had organized a Wednesday morning yoga thing. And I was like, whoa, what's happening here? It's because they've made this bond with each other. And what I find interesting is, you know, we do have, you know, he's somewhere between a Maverick and a rock star on our team. And he wasn't there. He wasn't there. And I'm okay with you having a few Mavericks on your team, but you're not going to build a business off it. But he was the only one who didn't show up, which is really interesting. Yeah. But what's important about this is the way that they behave with each other, because they get along with each other. They make this bond with each other. It makes the job more enjoyable. They hold each other more accountable to doing well and to being excellent. And we build this amazing company culture with their teamwork and how they interact with one another. And so if you have a Maverick on your team, or a lot of Mavericks together, that they don't get along with each other, you're missing out on this beautiful opportunity to build this team that can be so powerful, just in the way that they interact and they communicate, and they go, you know, they're moving to achieve this one goal. Whereas a Maverick, they're not set on your team's goals. They're not set on the mission for the business. They have their own interests in mind, right? They're disconnected in that sense. And they're always going to be moving for what is going to be best for them and not necessarily for the team. And that can be really harmful for a business that is facing adversity or is just trying to grow and scale. If they're not fully connected to that with everyone else on board, then you're going to run into issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, there's, as you're saying this, I'm like, okay, how many movies is this? And you're watching a survival TV show or a movie and they crash land, and then, you know, the leader arises and they're trying to organize all the supplies together. And then you get the one Maverick, right? Who's also could be an alpha male, who could be a leader, but all out for himself. No, we should take another completely different plan. And why should you be in charge and all these different things? Like, I just am, you have this picture that gets drawn up in your mind because you've seen it so often. High skill set, highly disagreeable, doesn't really work out at all. Like, to be honest, some of the best players, you can put all the best players on, and Real Madrid, for another sports analogy, they put the best, watching the David Beckham documentary, they put the best players. That's what Real Madrid does. They have the money. They buy the best players in the entire world. Doesn't mean they're always going to win. Chemistry. A team with good chemistry will beat a team with the best players in the entire world any day of the week.
Yeah. If everyone's just trying to shoot the ball and they're not passing to one another because they don't have that chemistry, they don't have that teamwork initiative, then you're going to fail.
Yep. No two ways around that, man. No two ways around, which I guess like brings us to our second point, Jackson, do things your own way. And it's like, oh, that's pretty self-explanatory, but it like ties into this soccer analogy.
if all they're doing is shooting the ball, right, doing it their own way, coach draws up the play, right, and they're like, as soon as they get the ball, their job was to pass, and then the other guy was going to shoot, they just get the ball, they shoot it, chances are it's not going to work out, and they didn't follow the plan. So walk us through that, Jackson.
Right. Okay. So do Mavericks like to do things their own way? That's also part of their definition. Is they mm-hmm. they don't necessarily follow the rules, and they're doing things their own way. Now, why this is a big issue? If you are trying to grow your business and you're trying to scale your business, you need to have certain systems, certain SOPs, certain routines. You need to have everyone doing that the same way. If you have multiple employees out there doing everything their own way, how do you scale that? That's not repeatable. And so you have to find employees that are willing to follow the guidelines that you set out. And if you don't, you're going to run into issues. Well, why wasn't this done properly? Did you follow the directions? Well, did you look at the SOP? Oh, it turns out they're doing it their own way because they thought that this was going to be better. It's not going to work. That's going to be infectious to other people. Then everyone starts doing things a little bit differently. And then you have no repeatable actions in your business. You can't grow that way. You absolutely can't. And like a business that has grown to a certain point, they have figured out how to make systems and procedures for their employees. They've gotten their employees to repeat those over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. The trick to really growing a business is you make these simple processes that are completely repeatable time after time again. And you have to have employees that are on board with following those procedures. And if you don't, that's when you're going to run into a roadblock of scaling the business because everyone's on a different page of how to do something. And that's just the truth, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. As boring, as bland as that sounds, you know, we can't always have these people creating their own path to success in your business. You know, mm-hmm. a few of these people sprinkled in there here and there are great. They can show you how to do things a different way. Maybe you didn't think of it, but you certainly can't have the majority of your team doing things on their own terms. It needs to be repeatable time after time again, and that's where a maverick can get in the way.
Yeah, absolutely, which I guess brings us to like the last point in there for the guys listening. I want you to think back, you know, maybe you're single or you're dating or you're married. This question is bound to come up. What is one of the top things you're prioritize in a relationship? And if you're any guy on the planet, you've probably said trust or loyalty, which is the third and final thing. And again, Jackson, I know you have so much to share on this. Loyalty. Mavericks don't have loyalty. For us guys, that's huge. We need loyalty in our personal relationships. And it's no different in our work life.
Yep. So Mavericks are loyal to themselves. They're not loyal to the company. They're like, hey, man, I'm great at doing this. I'm going to do it my own way. And I'm going to do things for my benefit. But you really need people that are loyal to your mission. And if you don't have a mission, well, that's another story. You know, we need to create one for your business. That's a whole other can of worms. But Assuming that you have this mission and you have similar goals that people are working to in your business, you need these guys to all be working towards the same thing and the same mission. And the minute that you don't have someone working towards that, then you have people breaking the rules, people quitting on you, people going, you know, going against the SOPs. You run into problems between employees. And so you need to have people working towards the same mission. You need people loyal to the company, and they need to believe in the company. Going back to the Seattle Kraken here. I love these references. Sorry, guys. Not going to apologize. Okay. Going back to the Kraken here. You know, their first year was really, really bad. They didn't make any major changes to the people on their team. But because these people did have this teamwork that we were talking about before, they were loyal to each other. They were also loyal to the belief that they could have a great season, right? Mm-hmm. They really were. They believed in it and they worked together to get to that point. You know, they had a mission to do very well. They were all on board with that. They made it happen because of that. If the team was full of Mavericks, they would have been jumping ship. the disbelief that they could do something or be on that mission with their teammates, you know, would have probably ruined their season, but they didn't. And so when you have these people going the extra mile to reach this similar goal and to be on board of this mission, that's when you can see growth within your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's like anything. Like if you wanna, in order for growth to happen, there needs to be trust and or loyalty. In order for loyalty to build, it takes time, and there has to be the essence of trust that happens. And without those things, I don't care whether, again, you're dating this new girl or you've been married to your wife. As soon as that loyalty is broken, it's extremely hard to get back. It's no different than a maverick, right? It's like, you've heard that saying before, fool me once, shame on me, on you, fool me twice, or shame, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, fool me three times. And this is a J. Cole song, you know, goodbye to the peace signs. He's loading up. He's going to let it rain on you, right? Like that's how important it is. Loyalty is for men, for the company, for employees, for culture, everything. And there's so much we could dive on that, but you guys inherently know that it's so valuable.
And I want to bring up a direct financial impact of mavericks that, you know, are inherently not loyal to your company is they will jump ship to go to another business if they're offering $1 an hour more, right? That's not someone that we want. Or something goes wrong and they're like, you know, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm better than that. You know, I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm out. If you keep having to replace your team members year after year after year after year, you have to keep training people year after year. You have to keep recruiting and hiring. It's going to cause financial hardship in your business. Mm-hmm. And really, that's one of the biggest root causes of people getting out of the industry. Or they're like, man, my business didn't work. I couldn't find people to work. Or I had to keep hiring, or people keep quitting. Well, maybe you kept hiring mavericks. You didn't even have a mission for them to stick to. You didn't have any chemistry in your team and they kept leaving. Yep. And it's a huge financial impact on your business.
But Jackson, have you seen a maverick go from a maverick to a rock star? Have you ever seen that happen in your experience?
No, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because you know what I have seen are these loyal workers who don't have the technical skill turn into rock stars. Because what we have here in the home service industry is none of the jobs that we're offering are really that hard to train someone on. It's not rocket science here, guys. It really is not. So as long as you have a solid training program created and a route for these people to learn what the job is, what you guys do, you can take someone that has all these other good attributes, loyalty, discipline, dedication, core value fit. You take someone like that, you can easily turn them into a rock star just by teaching them the technical skills.
Yep.
And that's where the people go wrong, right? They hire a maverick because they've got the technical skill, but they're not along for the ride. And when you hire that loyal worker that doesn't have the technical skill, you can train them to be a rock star. But a maverick does not turn into a rock star. A loyal worker with a little bit of coaching and a little bit of training, that's how you make rock stars.
Okay, got you. From the ground up, like anything, right? From the foundation up. Either people are loyal, they're disciplined, or they kind of don't. And the older I get, you can learn discipline, you can learn this stuff, but if you either have integrity, your parents taught you it, or you don't. You either are going to show up on time and you're punctual and you have responsibility, this sense of responsibility, you have care, or you kind of don't. Can you learn this? Absolutely. But by default, it's a heck of a lot easier if somebody was raised beyond time, respect the person in charge, and do the best you possibly can. Just easier. And that's, again, what I'm hearing from your point. So guys, like, it's an interesting topic, because there is those pros. They're very small, but it's in very big in retrospect is, oh, I can just off the truck day one, let the leash go and they know what to, and then you kind of get butterflies. You get that good feeling, and tell me if you've been there, that good feeling. Oh, I have a good feeling it's going to work out. And then a month later or 3 months later, you're like, they're gone. Why? $1 an hour, no vision presented to them. They have nothing to buy into. Core values just weren't a fit. Hire for full core values. Build the foundation that you can actually scale, not just continuously trying to just dig up the dirt, put more dirt, and then, oh, that he left, so I got to dig again. Like, hire for core values off the bat. Build your foundation the right way. Anything else to add, Jackson? Like, such a good point on Mavericks.
Woo! I'd like to keep it short and sweet. You know, I think we covered some good ground there. And as long as you walk away, you put down your headphones, you know, you turn off your car, wherever you're listening to this, I just want you to walk away knowing that you're going to have a better time hiring someone for characteristics than hiring someone for skill. Just plain and simple.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you maybe put it this way. Maybe this will drive it home. You were first interested in your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever based on the looks, skill. You stayed with them and married them for the core values, loyalty. There you go. It wasn't kept clicking. I hope that does. On that note, guys, just as a Maverick, they don't get along with your people. I don't know if we're going to get along. Okay. So we first got to figure out if we like each other. Okay. Number two, you're going to do things your own way. You have been doing things your own way and it hasn't worked out in your business. Your business is not where you want to go. So the third thing I'm asking is let's build this trust. Let's build this loyalty. Let's build this relationship together. And we can only do that if you schedule a call on the link below. You like that? Was that pretty clever, Jackson? You like how I...
That was good, man. That was fantastic. I love it.
I'm happy. I'm happy with it. I'm proud of it. So guys, no pressure. You got to figure out those two things, right? Do we like each other? Can we help you out? Scheduling, there's three or four questions to answer. Jackson, I guess, man, you've been with HSBC. Maybe we'll touch on this again. This loyalty piece, we're really driving home. Why are you still with HSBC? Why are you so loyal to HSBC, man? What is it? Is it the financial means? Is it, you know, hey, Landon's and Dave's a pretty cool guy. Like, why are you still around?
Man, because I just really believe in what we're teaching. You know, I came through this program as a student. I rapidly transformed my business. I believe in it so much. You know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, I grew my business tremendously from what I learned here. I love teaching people what I've learned in hopes that they will do the same. Mm. And, you know, the loyal workers, for instance, as business owners that come into HSBC that have some introspection, they don't come in as know-it-alls, like, hey, man, like, you know, I'm a maverick business owner.
Yep.
It's those people that we can coach and that do really well and that turn into rock star business owners while the mavericks kind of get left behind in the dust a little bit.
Yep, absolutely. And in the fulfillment is, I get this question a lot. You know, oh, what do? I tell them what I do. That's very unique. Do you like it? And I said, it's the most fulfilling thing I've ever done. You should see the shock on people's faces when they see that with the conviction that we have. Money's cool. Growing business is cool. Talking business is cool. Meeting new people are cool. What's the most fulfilling is like, dude, you were struggling. You couldn't hire somebody. You were hiring mavericks. You didn't have a good brand, whatever it is. Now look at you a year later, man. You got a couple crews out on the road. Got an office manager, got more time with the family. What else do you want? You know, and we can't do that. We can only help if you allow us to. And the only way you're going to allow us to help you is scheduling our call. So no pressure, but a heck of a lot of pressure. Expect to see you there. So Jackson, I appreciate your time today, everybody. I hope this finds you well. Landon and Jackson from HSBC signing off. Take care, everybody.
See you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Please share it out with other home service business owners that you think you can benefit. And if you want to get your hands on the systems and coaching to scale up your home service business, then book your free strategy call with our team at homeservicebusinesscoach.com.